Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Three Israeli hostages were released on Saturday whose gaunt appearance shocked Israelis, while Israel began freeing dozens of Palestinians in the latest stage of a ceasefire aimed at ending the 15-month war in Gaza. Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
Ohad Ben-Ami and Eli Sharabi were both taken hostage from Kibbutz Be'eri during the cross-border Hamas-led attack on October 7, 2023. Or Levi was abducted that same day from the Nova Music Festival. The three men all appeared thin, weak, and pale, and in worse condition than the previously freed hostages. Family and friends cheered and cried as they watched their release live on television. Dozens of Hamas militants were deployed in central Gaza as it handed hostages over to the International Committee of the Red Cross. The hostages were then driven in ICRC cars to Israeli forces and into Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the sight of the frail hostages was shocking and would be addressed. In exchange for the hostages' release, Israel said it was freeing 183 Palestinian prisoners, as well as 111 detained in Gaza during the war.
That was Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Lebanon's new prime minister has formed the country's first full-fledged government since 2022. President Joseph Aoun announced in a statement Saturday that he had accepted the resignation of the former caretaker government and signed a decree with the new prime minister, Nawaf Salam, to form the new government. Salam's cabinet of 24 ministers, split evenly between Christian and Muslim sects, comes as Lebanon is scrambling to rebuild its battered southern region and maintain security along its southern border after a devastating war between Israel and the Hezbollah militant group. A U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal ended the fighting in November. This is VOA News. A recovery time is racing against nature in the recovering of 10 people killed in an Alaska plane crash. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In a Coast Guard video, spokesman Mike Salerno says the plane crashed 34 miles from Nome.
When the air crew located the wreckage, they lowered two rescue swimmers to investigate the scene. Those rescue swimmers are out on the ice. They were able to see inside the aircraft, and they saw three individuals who were unresponsive, without any signs of life.
The recovery team is in a race against the weather. The plane crashed on unstable sea ice, and high winds and snow are expected. Officials say once the bodies of the pilot and nine passengers are recovered, a Black Hawk helicopter will remove the aircraft. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed a new Ukrainian offensive in Russia's Kursk region and said that North Korean troops are fighting alongside Russian forces there. According to Zelensky, a significant number of enemy troops were destroyed, but he gave no details. Russia's Ministry of Defense said Saturday that it had repelled a Ukrainian counterattack in the Kursk region. Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia disconnected their electricity systems from Russia's power grid on Saturday, the region's operators said, as part of a plan designed to integrate the countries more closely with the European Union and boost security. VOA's Christina Menenti reports.
The three Baltic states, subject to last-minute tests, will synchronize with the EU's grid at 1200 GMT on Sunday.
No European country should be dependent on Russia for anything.
That was European Commissioner for Energy and Housing Dan Jorgensen speaking at a press conference on Saturday. The grid was the final remaining link to Russia for the three countries, which reemerged as independent nations in the early 1990s at the fall of the Soviet Union and joined the European Union and NATO in 2004. The Baltic Sea region is on high alert after power cable, telecom links and gas pipeline outages between the Baltics and Sweden or Finland. All were believed to have been caused by ships dragging anchors along the seabed following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia has denied any involvement. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Leaders from Eastern and Southern Africa have called for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Eastern Congo, where rebels are threatening to overthrow the Congolese government. The summit in Tanzania on Saturday also urged Congo's president to directly negotiate with the rebels. President Felix Tshisekedi, who attended the summit virtually, has said he would never talk to M23 rebels, who he sees as backed by Rwanda to exploit his country's vast mineral wealth, a charge Rwanda denies. The rebels seized Goma, the biggest city in eastern Congo, following fighting that left nearly 3,000 dead and hundreds of thousands displaced. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.